There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Ray Fittipaldi with a really interesting story. Just up at postgazette.com. Are the Steelers behind the NFL curve on fourth down analytics? There's a lot here, but the bottom line is, for a guy who says he doesn't live in his fears and we play to win and all the platitudes Tomlin puts out, the Steelers really don't do that. Not consistently, and certainly not as often as consistently as the four teams left. And as Ray points out, these four teams have been elite on fourth downs. Commanders set an NFL record by converting 87% of their fourth down conversions. Bills at 76, Eagles 72, Lions 69%, and Chiefs 69%. I know the Lions are done, but they were in there and had the best record in the league, right, with the Chiefs. All these teams are doing that these days. And here's more to the point, whether it's third and one or fourth and one. I'm going off of Ray's story here, like away from Ray's story for a second. It is automatic with Josh Allen. It's automatic with Jalen Hurts, the tush push. It seems to be automatic in Washington no matter what they do on fourth down. If Justin Fields is going to be your guy next year, this needs to be an advantage for you, that they need to find a way on short yardage to almost always get it and have it be automatic and go for it on fourth downs all over the place. The fact that Tomlin has cowered, and that's not a play on Bill Cowher's name, at some of the most inopportune times is just mind-boggling. It's just, wait, this is supposed to be the guy that never lives in his fears. He was fourth in inches, literal inches, from his 29, as Ray points out, trailing 7-0 in Baltimore, and he put out his punter. That's not the way it should be these days. Are you living in your fears or not? With Josh Allen, that's automatic. Washington definitely goes for it there. Detroit probably goes for it. Philly goes for it, and they get it easily. And when you have a 230-pound athlete at quarterback like Justin Fields, a really good center in Zach Frazier, two pretty good road-grading guards. I don't know about the pass blocking for those guys, but coming back with McCormick and presumably Seumalo, and then somebody pushing from behind, that it shouldn't even be a thought. Like, if you're at your 11-yard line on fourth and inches, you should be going for it. I honestly believe that. Possessions are like gold. Look at the other night, the Ravens-Bills game. Every possession is a block of gold. Tomlin, as Ray writes, likes to refer to these third and fourth downs as weighty downs, and the Steelers, he reports, were one of the worst teams in the league at converting fourth downs at only 39%. Remember the percents I gave for the other ones on fourth down, 87%. For Washington, they have a great quarterback who's doing that. The league rate for fourth and one is 65%. And not only did the Steelers not make enough of them or attempt enough of them, but other teams were great against them. The Steelers went for it on fourth down 10 years ago, 10 times, Ray reports. This year they went for it on fourth down only 18 times. When the Browns beat the Steelers in the Pony Pass game in Cleveland in late November, they were 4-for-4 on fourth downs. The Steelers were 1-for-3 in that game on fourth downs. And then we can talk about the times over the years when Mr. No Fears was living in his fears. Twice in Indy in the last 2 years, he's punted from Indy territory. 2 years ago, he was down a couple touchdowns. He punted from like the Indy 39. We could talk about the playoff game against the Browns in 2020 when the Steelers actually had the makings of a miraculous comeback. They were down 28-0. They made it 35-23 late in the third quarter, I think it was. They're only down 12 with the ball. And those are the Browns on the other side. He was at his own 39 on fourth and one. They took a delay of game intentionally and punted. This is part of why people think that the Steelers' offense in general is stuck in the Stone Age. It is. There's a good reason for that. It is. During their five-game losing streak, Ray reports they were 0-for-5 on fourth downs. And guess what opposing offenses did against them this year on fourth down? 15-for-21. Wow. 15-for-21. Well, the Steelers were going at 39%. So if you're going to come back to me anyway with Justin Fields next year, that has to be part of your new arsenal. Like, I watch every Bills game. When they get to a 3rd-and-2, 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, whatever, it's like they're advancing. They're going to get a first down. Same with the Eagles. It's automatic, and there's no reason it shouldn't be automatic for the Steelers next year if that guy's your quarterback. Accentuate his strengths. Accentuate his size and literal strength and what you have on your offensive line, which I think interior of your line, you have three pretty big guys who should be able to mush people forward. And then you have somebody, you know, pushing from behind. We see it all the time. I'm not breaking news here. We all watch football all the time. And so Tomlin has to, even though he puts out the impression that he's a swashbuckler who never lives in his fears, he does it very often. It was so funny to me that in the Ravens playoff game, like their big statement was to take the ball with the opening toss. That's going to be the theme of this game. We're stepping into the lion's den and we're not going to be afraid. No, sir, not us. So you're 4th-and-6 inches at your 29, already trailing? You give the ball back to that guy? Back to Lamar? Instead of bringing in Justin Fields and having him lean forward behind your really good center? Just another thing that just makes no sense. They were horrible on first down. They were horrible on fourth down. Limits that only leaves two downs left.
Third and fourth.
Unless I've been misinformed here.
What if we had a magical fifth down as a part of the
they
new
might
NFL
need that.
Rules with an 18th game?
I think it was Mike DeFabo who said they were the worst first down team in the league.
Well, they ran it how many times? Maybe 75% of the time. I don't know the exact number.
So, and this was maybe with a game left. They were the worst first down team, and they were one of the worst fourth down teams. That only leaves second and third down. And if you're the worst first down team, then you're playing from behind the eight ball all the time. Maybe that's why their offense stunk, especially against good teams. I think against all the playoff teams they played, they averaged less than 16 points a game. That's a number that got Matt Canada fired in the middle of a season. So, man, to have hope for this offense moving forward is a tough thing to do. When you know that it's Tomlin's overall philosophy and Artie Smith's scheme, it's very hard to imagine good things. But one thing they should do, if it's Justin Fields, is be very, very daring on fourth down, especially. But even if you're 3rd-and-2, like I didn't understand in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, limits when it was Eagles, Chiefs, if I'm third and three, I'm going tush push twice in a row.
Right.
Every time. It's the Super Bowl. Like, I don't want to subject my quarterback to a million of those in the regular season. But if I'm the Steelers, that's the game I'm playing next year. Is stay on schedule and then try to get those short yardages. And even if it's fourth down, play to Justin Fields' strengths. I don't understand why it wouldn't work. Do you?
Even something like this. Two texters just pointed out, why not have Darnell Washington line up and take the snap and just either push the quarterback forward or they can hand it off to him. I would do something more like what the Ravens did with Mark Andrews.
Yeah, you could do that.
And just let him take the snap and just push ahead. Even if it's not with Justin Fields. If you want a bigger body guy to take the snap, like, could you imagine Darnell Washington moving? You'd probably get it every single time on third down, third and one, fourth and one.
Like the Ravens do with Andrews.
But they should with Fields out of the option. His legs are just too dynamic not to.
I mean, I understand Baltimore every once in a while wants to spare Lamar some hits because he takes a lot of them. But Jalen Hurts is 6'1", 233. How much does Lamar weigh? Can you look that up? Justin Fields is 6'3" limits. 230 pounds. Come on, walk him onto the field and go be the physical Steelers and get third and fourth and one.
Lamar is 6'2", 215.
All right, so he's not that small.
Same size as Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, right.
Except Daniels is 6'4", a little bit taller, but weight-wise. Yeah.
Although he does give up 15 pounds or so, Lamar does, to the likes of Fields and Hurts. It's just, and Allen especially, it should just be automatic. It's so annoying. Everything's annoying with the Steelers right now. Even fourth downs. Josh Allen is 6'5", 237. He's a bull. What did Jerome Bettis play at, for God's sakes? What was Jerome Bettis? Keep those numbers in mind. 6'5", 237. Jerome Bettis was 5'11", 252. So Josh Allen is half a foot taller than Jerome and probably only 12 to 15 pounds lighter. My God, he's practically Jerome Bettis.
I didn't realize he was only 5'11".
Jerome was one of the most unique players to me in the history of the league.
No, he was a bowling ball. Running people over.
With like quick dancer's feet for a guy who's 250. Just a unique guy. But that was a great story by Ray, and it's just there's no excuse for the Steelers not to be able to convert. That's number one. I mean, that's just inexcusable to be at 39% on fourth downs. That's inexcusable to be such a bad fourth yardage team. And then, I don't know what's worse, to give up 15 of 21 on defense. I think the major flaw in Mike Tomlin's overall overarching philosophy for this organization is that his defense, his precious, high-priced defense over the years has failed to live up to its billing because everything he does is based off of that.
In winning on possession downs, which the data is telling you, Mike, you're not doing.
Right.
So something has to change. And that's why I think they got to invest significantly on the offensive side of the ball.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't work with a defense that never shows up in the playoffs, that set an NFL record by giving up 40 points 3 years in a row in playoff games, that can't get off the field on fourth down, that gets bludgeoned at the end of games in the run game. Like, his overall defensive numbers are impressive. What the Steelers do through their stability and their coaching and everything else that is Steeler-related, what that is netting them these days is they have a major advantage over bad teams and mediocre teams, and they pound those teams that are constantly in flux. But it's not getting them anywhere. All it's gotten them is a permanent address in a neighborhood called high-end mediocrity. So they beat on all these bad teams like they did this year. And then when it comes to actually, like, who are we? What are we? You're an imposter at playoff time. And your overarching philosophy of we're going to build on defense and then create an offense that's grinding, doesn't commit turnovers, etc. It doesn't work because, first of all, the defensive part doesn't work. They're not good enough. They're a disappointment, a chronic disappointment And that's Tomlin's baby, is the defense.